What is up, guys? My name is Tiffany Parr, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Work in Progress podcast. So sorry for missing you guys last week. I've been going through some life things that I will be able to announce soon, but that kind of explains why I haven't been able to post a episode last week. So did not want to miss this week, so I decided to create an episode that will be kind of a solo episode, really just talking about my morning. So as I'm recording this right now, you know, it's 5:41 a.m. Pacific time, and I usually don't wake up this early, I'll be honest. I usually wake up around 6:30 a.m. And why I'm waking up this early now is because I found that I've just kind of been super stressed with not being able to get everything I want to get done in one day. And so, you know, I kind of preach this myself on not being able to find time. You have to create time. And so my solution to that is to wake up earlier. So I wanted to share some tactics that have made my wake ups and really better and then translated to a more productive day overall. And these are things that I feel like are essential to my morning. When I don't do them, I can feel the difference throughout the whole day. So I'd say the first is a 15-minute free write or 5 to 10-minute free write. Depends on how long you want to do it for. But this free write basically is a mind dump where you get to just write everything that goes on in your head, whether it's to pick up milk at the grocery store or that big to-do you didn't want to forget or just that one thing in the back of your head. And this really just allows you to start your day with clarity and focus rather than having all these things kind of clutter up your mind. So if you're someone that's kind of sporadic or thinks a lot like myself, definitely try doing this out. Even, you know, 5 minutes I think is a good amount of time for this. Set a timer and just write down everything you think about. The other thing is to write down at least 5 things I'm grateful for every day. I know gratitude is a big thing that's being talked about now, and I can tell you from my personal experience, it has helped me. You know, I'm probably someone who is more realistic than I would say an optimist, and so writing down my gratitudes really helps me kind of develop a more positive outlook on things. And, you know, you have to train yourself. Mindset is not something that will happen overnight. And so I think even writing 5 simple things really is helpful. And what I find is once I write 5 things, I end up writing a list of like 10 because, you know, you realize how much there is to be grateful for. And this does not have to be anything big. I let myself repeat things. Things I write down are like my family, my dog, the ability to walk, my health. Just really simple things that are core to my existence and really make me happy at the end of the day. Some other tactics that I use are affirmations. So after I write down the things I'm grateful for, I kind of feel, you know, a little bit more energized, even though it is kind of early. And then I begin to write my affirmations. So I know that this might sound kind of weird. It was really weird to me when I first heard it, but it really does make a difference once you hear what people are able to manifest by writing things down every day. And so my affirmations, you know, are things like I'm a founder, I'm a CEO of X company. And these are things that I feel like I know I want to do one day. It's just that time hasn't caught up yet. And something that I've learned is that the way you want to write these missions and these affirmations are not as if you're going to do them. I'm not going to be a CEO. I am a CEO. So that is the big difference. It's just that time has not caught up yet. And so when you're going through these things, they really develop, if anything, more clarity on what exactly you want your life to look like. And so that the universe can kind of catch up to that. And personally, I've seen it happen for myself where I've written down things and they've actually happened, which is pretty crazy. If you want to know more about that, feel free to DM me and I can kind of share that story with you. And yeah, I feel like that's really at the core. Like those are the foundational things to my morning. Another thing to kind of keep, you know, the rhythm of the morning, I was really struggling with that. So what I used to do, and what I want to highlight through this is like, it is a reiterative process, right? Like mornings are so hard because think like this person talks about their morning routine, I'll apply the same tactics and then I'll get the similar result. It's not necessarily true. For example, I used to try and work in the morning. I used to wake up early so that I could work on my projects and then head to work. But that really didn't work for me because I'm the type of person to not leave a given project until it is finished out or task. And so what ended up happening is that I wouldn't hit the gym. I wouldn't be able to do much in that first hour because you're already tired, and I wouldn't be able to hit the gym. And then I would just kind of be stressed out the whole day. And so now I actually don't focus on doing any sort of work in the morning. I really just focus on these, you know, processes of gratitude and just writing out everything in my head. And then I just hit the gym, and I find it's way more effective for when I do work after work. Those are some core things, guys. I really hope that they help you. Just know that it's okay if you're not hitting your wake up time every day. You know, you're not a robot, you're not perfect, but maybe set some systems in place that allow you to succeed, or at least hold you accountable for when you don't succeed. The next episode of the Work in Progress podcast is going to be a big one, guys. I can't wait to show you the guest I was able to sit down with, because this is someone who has really impacted my life and has kind of given me some of the skills that I'm now translating to things like my morning routine and habits overall. So stay tuned. It will be the season 2 finale. And DM me if you have any questions till then. My social is at @TiffanyPara_ on Instagram. That's TiffanyPara_. Also, I want to add, if you guys like listening to these solo episodes, if there's something you enjoy, please feel free to reach out to me so that I know. Feedback is essential to making this show the best it can be. And that can only happen if you guys reach out and let me know what you're liking. So hope you enjoy your day. Hope you have a great day, and test out these systems. Let me know how they go. Peace.